There is a big fight going on over golf balls. The discount retailer Costco is suing Acushnet Holdings Corporation. That's the parent company of Titleist. Last year, when Costco started selling low-priced golf balls that were favorably compared to Titleist's best-selling balls, the Costco balls flew from the shelves and sold out. Now Costco and Titleist are in a legal battle over those golf balls. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
So these Kirkland Signature golf balls from Costco caused a big splash with golfers and also ruffled some feathers. Can you walk us through the history and explain how this lawsuit came about?
You bet. So Costco began selling these balls under, as you said, the Kirkland Signature brand, generic brand, in 2016 at $30 for two dozen balls. That comes to $1.25 a ball, made them one of the cheapest ones on the market. They got a favorable review, as you mentioned, and as a result, they were just flying off the shelves. Well, then Acushnet, they came back with what Costco describes as a threatening letter saying that Costco violated its patent rights and engaged in false advertising when Costco said that its signature Kirkland balls meet or exceed the quality standards of leading national brands. So Costco's argument against these alleged patent infringements are twofold. One, they say no infringements occurred, and two, that those 11 patents are invalid.
Well, and when we're talking about patent infringement, how different are golf balls from each other? Because I'm not a golfer, but when I look at them, they all look about the same to me.
I'm not a golfer either, but I did speak with a source who actually happens to be my dad, who actually happened to have purchased many of these Kirkland balls. He says that they traveled further. So I think that's about as scientific as it gets, is my father saying that they traveled further than various other brands. But he said, you know, for amateur golfers like him, it probably doesn't make that huge of a difference. But again, they're being compared favorably against what is considered the top of the line golf ball. And he doesn't want to give themselves every advantage they can when they're out there playing.
Well, and it sounds like one of the things that's happening here is that Acushnet, which is Titleist's parent company, as we said, has gone after a lot of other golf ball makers and has done very well when they have challenged those makers in court. But in this case, it's Costco, which is a huge company that is going up against them. They might actually be successful.
Right. As one analyst said, this is a duel between 800-pound gorillas. But back in 2015, Acushnet sued 10 small companies, and that was over them allegedly infringing on patents for their dimple patterns. And those cases were dismissed last year, but some of the companies settled and some of them folded rather than fight in court.
So it's those dimple patterns. Those are the important parts of the golf ball.
Dimples, and it's not making Acushnet smile, that's for sure.
Okay, so the Costco golf balls sold out last year. Costco pulled the listing from its website. Do they plan to sell them again?
Well, as a matter of fact, Costco says that it plans to sell the balls again in the future. And if that's true, that could affect the going rate for them on eBay, where many people decide, let's buy these things up while we can.
That's Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.